primary colors. Since the infamous case Plessy v. Ferguson, 1896, when the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the racist principle and illusion of separate but equal, many states passed laws for white primaries, where white voters essentially decided which candidates could run for which office. The black vote, when and where it existed at all, was but a referendum on candidates chosen by others, both usually sworn to rigid white supremacy. In 1946, the Supreme Court's Chapman v. King abolished the all-white primary in Georgia as unconstitutional, thus paving the way for the 1954 Brown v. Board of Education decision. That was generations ago, and although white primaries are still illegal, the look of today's Republican presidential primaries eerily reflects back to the future. For these candidates seem to be racing for yesteryear, the days of Ossie and Harriet, Dobie Gillis, and yes, segregation. The voters were whiter than the nation's white population, significantly so, with a vast majority in their 50s or older. In South Carolina, one of the states with the largest black populations, 98% of primary voters were of the Caucasian persuasion. Recently, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney won in Illinois with nearly 450,000 votes. That sounds like a lot until you consider that there are around 13 million people in Illinois. That means that Mitt won with about 1/25 of the vote. Seriously, of all primary voters to date, perhaps 4 million people have voted. 4 million in a nation with around 315 million people. That's like the total population of Connecticut. This truly is a blast from the past. Kind of like the movie, No Country for Old Men. From a prison nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.